answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Greg T, what's your phone tap about today?
Okay, so Natalie emailed us, and her and her husband are one of the few families that still get a newspaper these days. So what happened was they used to have a newspaper delivery guy. Evidently, that guy quit, and now they have a new one. So the new one just kind of doesn't put the paper where they kind of like it, right?
Oh.
So I'm the delivery guy calling the husband.
You're the paper boy.
Right.
All right. Great T plays the part of the paper boy.
Yes. The new guy.
Most of us don't even read papers anymore. We read online, but these people have it thrown at the door. All right, here we go. Let's see what happens in Great T's phone tap.
Hello?
I'm looking for a Mr. Klein.
That would be me.
This is Eric Shepard. I'm your delivery guy for the Channel Journal. Turns out there's been a couple of complaints, and my boss wanted me to call and follow up and see what some of the problems that we're having.
It sucks. It's late all the time. Sometimes it's in the road. Sometimes it's not bagged. One time, it landed right in the dog turds there.
Did you have any of these problems prior to with the other delivery person?
No, the other guy was awesome. It was in the driveway, it was bagged, it was perfect, timed every time.
Maybe if you come outside of your house and maybe you stay there, I can throw it to you when I'm driving down the street.
Yeah, right. How can I know when that's going to be?
I don't even understand why you need a newspaper anymore. Everything's on your phone. Who even reads newspapers anymore?
Who do you think you are? Who are you talking to here?
My job is not to take crap from you and from you to be so condescending to me.
I don't believe this. I don't believe this. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I'm getting a hold of your boss. I'm done talking to you. You're wasting my time. Have a nice day, sir.
How am I wasting your time?
Hello?
Natalie, it's me again. He hung up. Can you go get him again?
I mean, I can try. Hang on. Hold on.
Hello.
Oh, Mr. Klein, I'm so sorry. I think we got disconnected.
No, we didn't get disconnected, you schmuck. I hung up on you.
Oh, really? You hung up on me?
Why don't you listen to it again? Because I'm going to do it again. How about that?
Hello?
Natalie, I can't. I need him to stay on the phone. Go get him again, please.
He is really mad. Hold on. Seriously, no. It's for you. He wants to talk to you.
What?
Mr. Klein,
what?
Mr. Klein.
Why are you doing this?
Well, we keep getting disconnected.
This is harassment, sir. You cannot just keep calling my house anytime you want.
All right, well, tell you what. Why don't I give you a phone number that you can call in on and you can talk directly to my boss?
Fine. That will be great.
It's 1-800.
1-800. You're a pimple on the ass of a damn monkey.
Why don't you bend over and I'll throw that paper straight up your...
Listen, you little piece of where are you? I want to know where you are right now. Where are you?
Oh, really?
I'll tell you who's going to eat. You are. I'm going to come over there and show you how to eat. How about that?
I sure am hungry. I haven't gotten any lunch, and I started early today, so I really am starving.
You're a sick bastard. You know that? Seriously, what the is wrong with you, man?
Mr. Klein, this is Greg T from the Elvis Duran Morning Show, and you, my friend, has been phone tapped. If you want to turn around and look at your wife, Natalie, had us pull a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're not kidding.
Why? I'm serious. You got
Elvis Duran phone tap.
Oh boy. All right. Thank you, Gregory.
No problem.
I love how he always gets that phone number in there.
Yep, I make sure of it.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.